Hurricane, then tropical storm, then post-tropical cyclone Lee has come and gone. Lee barely grazed us with some ho-hum 50-mile-an-hour gusts that downed a few trees, having passed well to our east. But how did it score in storm birding terms? And more importantly, how did I score in my pre-storm predictions? In my wooded yard, the storm was a pussycat, just a windier-than-average day. At a beach, of course, it was a different story. I managed to shirk family duties long enough to spend a couple of hours at the most famous place to watch storm birds in Massachusetts, First Encounter Beach in Eastham. This beach faces due west, just above the inside elbow of the Cape. This means that birds blown into Cape Cod Bay can get pushed right against the beach by the strong northwest winds that follow a nor'easter. By the time I snuck in, all the front row parking spots had long ago filled up with birders. Many arrived at sunrise. Everyone was holed up in their cars, though occasionally I would see someone I recognized moving between the vehicles, walking like a mime doing that exaggerated walking into the wind thing. I spent some time outside of the car to talk with people through their open birdwatching windows, which were always on the leeward side of the cars. A 50-mile-an-hour northwest wind at First Encounter is no joke. It comes straight in off the water and carries a lot of sand. I call it the First Encounter exfoliating treatment. It's great for dulling paint jobs and windshields as well. Better not to buy a used car from a storm birder. As a late arriver, I had to settle for a second-row parking spot with a limited viewing window between a truck and the South Dune. I had missed the big flight of red-necked phalaropes, an offshore sandpiper, as well as all the Pomeran Jaegers, a big brute that steals food from other seabirds. Many of the best birds tend to pass early as they're eager to get back out to the open ocean. I did get to see some Leach's storm petrels, an expected North Atlantic storm bird, but always a rare treat to see from land. The best bird, though, was a Sabin's gull that I ever so briefly saw before it disappeared in a wave trough. Though they're working with the limited color palette of the group, I think Sabin's may be the world's most beautiful gull. This small, delicate, and rare Arctic species sports a striking gray, black, and white wing pattern, a charcoal gray head rimmed with black, and a yellow-tipped bill. My brief view of this wind-battered bird was not so satisfying, but the pattern of big white triangles on the open wings is distinctive, even at great distance. While these birds, typical of a run-of-the-mill North Atlantic nor'easter, were nice, as I and others had predicted, this storm did not bring tropical birds to Massachusetts. More surprisingly, it didn't bring many to Nova Scotia either, just two sooty terns, though it made a direct hit there. The bird Cognoscenti had bet on a big fallout of rare birds in Canada, so several of the Northeast top birders had trekked from Massachusetts and New York to chase the expected fallout of tropical and Gulf Stream waifs, only to be disappointed. We have no other storms to prognosticate about for now. The season's 14th named storm, Hurricane Nigel, is in the middle of the Atlantic, but heading straight for the British Isles, as one would expect from a hurricane named Nigel. But what's the status of those birders who went all the way to Canada with no rare storm birds to show for it? Let's raise a dark and stormy to them, because last I heard, they were downgraded into a tropical depression of their own.